Les prépositions. Prepositions in English, pretty much the same word. Those are those words that indicate a relationship between objects or people. I'm going to read through the list that we came up with in class, and then I'll have a few notes afterwards, things to point out. So, numéro 1, il est en dessous de la table. It is underneath the table. Il est en dessous de la table. Numéro 2, il est à côté de la table. Numéro 3, il est sur la table. Numéro 4, il est sous la table. 5, il est en face de la table. 6, il est devant la table. Et 7, il est derrière la table. Now you'll notice for the most part, when I say il est, which means it is or he is, il est, you don't hear the T at the end of est, even though it's spelled E-S-T, except for when the following word begins with a vowel, like in the case of numéro 2. Il est à côté de la table. If you listen carefully, il est à côté, you hear the T and the A kind of, you know, merging together. Il est à côté de la table. In a case like il est sur la table, you don't hear that T. Il est sur la table. The reason why we do hear the T when there's a vowel is just because otherwise it would be really choppy. Il est en face. It's like eh. We don't want to hear that. Il est en face de la table. It just is much smoother that way. We also had c'est dans ma main. C'est dans ma main. It's in my hand. Remember, I'm not sure who it was. It may have been Anson or Coyote. I'm not sure who asked, who had a picture of something that they were holding. C'est dans ma main. We also talked about how sometimes in French we can't just do a direct translation from English to French, but we have to move the words around a little bit. So for example, my workspace is mon espace de travail. Mon espace, my space, de travail, of work. So it becomes my space of work, but really it's my workspace. And the automatic machine is la machine automatique. La machine automatique, instead of l'automatique machine, because that won't make sense in French. Okay, that's it for now. Au revoir.